So welcome back to Pax Europiana. Again, we are discussing about peace and about prosperity in the world and about freedom, absolutely. That's the basis for everything. And we are now discussing about the Organization for American States. We are in the section to discuss the regional integration systems. We have discussed already about ASEAN, about African Union, and about the future members of the United Nations Security Council with a veto. The 10 members, not 5, but 10, but no additional 5, which will be voted from time to time. Now it should be permanent 10 with a veto power, and that should be also reflecting the 10 regions or state unions of the world. And so this should be also for the so-called Organization for American States, which is the oldest of all the regional integration systems. It has a long and proud history, a great headquarter in Washington, D.C., but it's a little bit dusty and rusty. What I want to say with it, yeah? It's a typical situation of what we have with the Council of Europe. It's a quite similar organization in many ways. They also have a Court of Human Rights, and they have all these great institutions, but they have not the will to integrate further. And the complexity of the Americas is obviously that you have this big superpower USA, and with also a lot of jingoism, patriotism in various forms, and you have also then the other 22 states. And so it's a little bit complicated in the power distribution, and there was never, there was not a real big drive for further integration and for creating something similar like the European Union. I also don't think that the ORS will go in that direction, but it can achieve significantly more for prosperity in peace and peace in the Americas than it is doing now. And it needs that now the new President Biden takes a special interest as well in the ORS and really cares for the development of this organization and also for the regional issues, which there are many. We have this migration crisis, which is a result of the insecurity in Central America, in Honduras, El Salvador, very complicated countries, Nicaragua, Cuba, Venezuela, the worst. So we have significant issues in this beautiful region of the world, and it's not very nice to live in insecurity, threats for your life, poverty, and it's very understandable when you have this huge magnet, the United States of America and Canada, and that people want to live in such conditions and not in Nicaraguan or Honduran conditions. I think that's quite understandable, and that we have to make sure that good governance is available for everybody, and then it's also attached prosperity to it. Because you can live in countries like Costa Rica or Panama, so and very well so, and many people love to go to holidays to the Caribbean, so it's not necessary that we have such countries with such kind of governance where then the result is the living standards of Haiti or of Honduras. So what to do? It needs more money, obviously. First of all, it needs will. Secondly, it needs money. And then it needs also institutional capacity. And then it must be kind of a mutual reinforced governance structure. We also have that in the European Union. We have maybe, some will say that, okay, we have also Hungary and currently, but economically it's quite good, Hungary. We have also a lot of countries which we have developed from very low levels of prosperity into very reasonable levels of prosperity. I mean, when I tell you now that the GDP of Romania is now higher than the GDP of Argentina, which was traditionally, historically, one of the richest countries in the world, and not to talk about the crisis of Venezuela, which is anyhow a complete disaster and socialist dictatorship of worst dimensions. So it really matters, the governance, and we need a stronger organization of American states. Needs more money, more power, must be reformed, must have different tools. See what you can take from the European Union in terms of regulation, enforcement powers. I think not everything can be copied, but some things can be really done together. And we have already a strategic partnership with the Organization of American States, but it needs also to be a little bit developed further. The EU can do a lot here, especially also with concluding free trade agreements with all American states who are non-hostile. The hostile states I have defined as Cuba and as Venezuela. I think they are the only two really hostile states where I hope for regime change in both. Yeah? They are both complete disasters, and I'm very sorry for the people who have to live there, even when the two countries are totally fantastic countries, but that's a big disaster. So what we have? So we have already done from the European Union side already the free trade agreements with Chile and with most of Central America we have already, and with Colombia there is a lot of progress already. And we have, of course, with Mexico and with Canada, even when that was really very complicated due to our own failures, but we have achieved. So obviously the key thing what the free world needs to achieve is the free trade agreement with America, the United States of America, and the European Union and the UK, EFTA, SEFTA, so all of free Europe. But also we need to ratify the Mercosur agreement. That's so important. That's really absolutely vital now to stabilize the global economy. That's a huge economic area, the Mercosur with Argentina, Paraguay, Uruguay, and Brazil. That's really a lot of people and a lot of economic output. Together with Europe, this is really an impact when it's ratified in the global economy. And that will be really very good to stabilize and contribute to the development of South America and all Americas and all Europe. I'm very positive in that one. That's really very important now. And we need to also get all the countries of the Americas, with the exemptions of the real hostile countries, into the OECD. I think they're already basically. Maybe there's one, two additionally which needs further assistance, and then let's provide it. But the strategic aim should be within this decade, better by 2024, all member countries of the Organization of American States are members as well in the OECD as market democracies. And, you know, hopefully also there will be market democracies by then, one day. So let's hope so. And let's work for it in Cuba and in Venezuela. And also finally some better standards in Nicaragua, Honduras, El Salvador. And so on and so on. No, that's not so on. The rest, I think, is very good. Yeah? So how to achieve that? Look, we have talked already about the trade in the agreements, and much is already happening. And for economic reform, I will do separate podcasts. But what is ultimately very important is stable currencies. And here with stable currencies, I mean for Americas to be pegged to the dollar. This, anyhow, most American, a lot of Central American countries have that, but you need to have a stable dollar back. That means stability in the currency, no devaluation, no currency risk, no currency crisis. And this must be also the policy of the Federal Reserve to basically have the dollar for all American states. Yeah, of course, in some ways it can be in different denominations in terms that you have their own paper currency, but pegged to the dollar in an American currency system. And that is absolutely vital to go ahead, to have stability and prosperity. And also a clear decision from the United States of America that the UN should be reformed and that the Organization of American States should hold also veto power in the United Nations. Yeah? And then also to have a renewed effort of this very positive project. It's almost since 20 years we are not talking about it, a Pan-American free trade area. This is very important, and this is absolutely vital to have this revived and to have a big summit of the Americas with all countries present, all who want to have free trade agreements, and then make sure that this is also happening and there is market access and prosperity and there will be much better living conditions everywhere. So this should be also one of the big items to deliver by 2024 to have this Pan-American Free Trade Agreement achieved. So what else? I think that are the most important things because many of the countries really live very good and, you know, anyhow, the standard reform effort is a normal thing. Once you are in the organization, everybody's in the OS. But once the OS is stronger, then you simply do common infrastructure projects, build all these beautiful things where also African Union is now working, to have an infrastructure project for all America, to have transcontinental highways, railways, waterways, and so on and so on. And to really do what is necessary to make sure there is a wonderful infrastructure interconnectivity, good governance according to OECD standards in all aspects. And this is, I think, the way forward. And so gradually to ensure that we don't have another debt crisis, no kind of Argentinian breakdown, no loss of opportunities, and all these kind of terrible things which we had in the history, especially in the last, and it's not so fantastic economic history of many countries in Latin America, whenever they are really wonderful countries with great people and great resources. So it's the governance, yeah, and the regional integration which is missing, and that has to be addressed. And also, you know, it's possible, I'm not decided upon, but maybe Mercosur would like to go much more into the EU direction and also have a stronger role once Venezuela is changing and coming to the market economy. And maybe Mercosur is some regional kind of integration model. And maybe also there is more openness in the Biden administration for more kind of openness towards Mexico in America. And so we can really achieve great things. But what is the most important, and that I hope it's very clear what I said, is ratify the Mercosur agreement immediately, European Union and also in Mercosur, and also, sorry, ensure that now and the momentum is really there to revive and revitalize the Organization of American States in a partnership with the European Union and also the Biden administration to really revive and this beautiful ancient lady, revitalize it and make it powerful in order to spread the magic of good governance and economic governance, decent market democracies everywhere in all the American states. And hopefully also freedom for Cuba and freedom for Venezuela and freedom for Nicaragua. And I would be the most happy, and better living standards in Honduras and El Salvador. That's also very good. And whatever we can do from the European side, we should contribute to that success story with market opening agreements, with free trade agreements, with development aid, with cooperation on all aspects of good governance, and with including all the American countries in the Organization for Economic Development and for the market democracies. Thanks a lot for your attention.